We have returned to New Zealand, and we are truly an international bunch. We have Ali Bosted from Sonoma, California, Reed Martin from Sonoma, California. I, Austin Titcher, San Francisco, California, now currently based in Los Angeles. Davey Naylor, all the way from London, England, yeah?
G'day.
G'day. We've got one of our two co-hosts, Helen, from... where are you from in New Zealand?
Invercargill, New Zealand. Kia ora.
Lovely. And then we've got the farthest most traveler of our Dominic Conti from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Can't we say Chicago?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 233, Touring New Zealand. So we've just had our second show here in New Zealand. Our first was in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that was one of the best responses we've gotten in a very, very long time. We just did a matinee in Auckland. Now we're sitting in an Irish pub with a Scottish bartender watching netball. Davey, explain netball to our American listeners.
It's like basketball, but it's for girls.
Right, and you can't dribble or walk.
No, you can't. You have to stay stationary when you catch the ball, and then you have to pass it to one of your teammates. And it's very physical, and it's very good fun because there are lots of very nice-looking girls in short skirts. I think that's women's lib. Hey.
And technically, are they skirts, Ali? Are they skorts? What are they?
You know, I'm looking. I think that they're wearing dresses with those, what are they called? Spanky pants that cheerleaders wear. The little tiny shorts you wear underneath your cheerleading skirt.
Panty pants?
Spanky pants.
Spanky pants.
I think that's the term for it. Dancers wear them.
Yeah, what I wear during the show.
Yeah, those. Yeah.
Oh, for just a heartbeat there, Spanky Pants was creating such a lovely image. And then Reed said that he wears them, and suddenly the image went south horribly in a bad way. But this is our first time. Reed, when was the last time we were down here in New Zealand?
We played the New Zealand Festival in Wellington for 3 weeks in 1994 with the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged. And it turned out to be so popular that 17 years later we're back.
Only
17 years later.
17 years later. I hadn't done the math on that. Well, and this time we get to see the entire, almost the entire country. We were going to be able to go down to the North Island, to the South Island, excuse me. But the ticket sales weren't good enough, so we're sticking to the North Island and just hitting three cities, Auckland, Hamilton. And then we're going to go back to Wellington tomorrow. We drive to Wellington. And how long a drive is it going to be, Helen?
Eight fun hours in a minivan. But we'll see the sights of the North Island.
Right. And all right.
Hey, but we're at the most funniest in our minivan.
That's true.
So if we could get an audience to come with us in a minivan, wow, they wouldn't want to go see anything else. So
you just, we charge like $1,000 a ticket and allow like five or six people in.
Yeah. Well, then I should turn off the microphone now and just keep it running while we're driving. Yeah.
Yeah, until we all fall asleep and then...
Right. If we're all fall asleep, we're having a nice time in the van and then I turn the microphone on and everybody goes, oh no, shut up. Shut up, please.
What I was going to say is I've been surprised at how few changes we've needed to make in the Hollywood show to play to a New Zealand audience. There's a couple references. Aflac is out.
Yes.
And You Just Saved a Bundle on Car Insurance has been changed to a New Zealand ad.
Now, explain this New Zealand ad if you can, because it's so, what's the word, offensive. No, that's the wrong word. Racist. I can't.
I think we should have Helen explain the New Zealand ad.
What is this New Zealand ad? What is the ad that we're quoting? Can you describe it for us?
It's an ad for a product which is basically getting rid of mold in the garden for landscape gardeners. It's called Wet. It's spray and walk away is the theme. Uh-huh. Said by in an overtly extreme Asian accent, as in just spray and walk away. And it's the kind of ad that you watch and listen to on TV and you do a double take and think, that's so offensive, should I be laughing? But I am laughing.
Can we do that? Can we get away with that?
And so our first show in Hamilton, I've been practicing it, and we said, oh, we're going to say this. And I was about, you know, 8 lines into the scene. I'm at the sound effects table in the space scene. And I'm going, just spray and, oh, shoot, what is the rest of it?
Something that rhymes.
Yeah, and so I'm supposed to do all these sound effects timed to moves that Austin and Dominic are making. And they're all like 3 seconds off. Because in my head, I'm going, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? So I just said the American line, which ended the scene.
Which ended the scene, and as the lights are fading on me and Dominic, Dominic went, Reed forgot his line.
Actually, you know, I said that at the back of the desk as well. Reed has no idea what he was supposed to say.
Oh, dear. But you said it today at the matinee in Auckland, and it did. It went down a treat, as Helen and Tom Conroy, our presenter, our producer, suspected it would.
Yes, it worked very well. And I'm trying to think what other changes. We had a product placement. Dominic has instead of pemmican beef jerky, you've got what?
Moro candy bars.
Yeah.
And people.
That works.
We haven't had to change much at all. And the audiences, the two audiences we've had, have been fantastically responsive and receptive. Dominic, you also went. You took the Hollywood show to Hong Kong and just to Singapore. Yeah. And the show seems to have worked in both countries. It's really working here.
It clicked along pretty well. They speak English so well over there, and they knew the movies, or they knew much enough of them.
Did you have to change any of these product placement lines in the space scene?
We didn't. Did we?
We did. We it was a ramen. I'm trying to remember what the noodles were. It was a packet of noodles.
Of course. That kind of thing has to change like city to city, even in America.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we made it a noodle thing, and I can't remember the name of it, but it went over pretty good, right? Because it's such a Singaporean thing. It's like, what's the cup of noodles or something in America, right?
It was a brand. We were trying to go with chili crab, because that's such a Singaporean thing, but we couldn't come up with a prop for it.
Oh.
It could have been, you know, a crab dog toy, but that wouldn't have been chili crab, because chili crab has the crab legs. So we went for the ramen packet. And I think I gave Dominic the rest of the pack, because it came in a pack of 10 little ramen thingies. And I think Dominic ate most of them. Yeah.
Well, and then at our matinee today in Auckland, we had a guy say to us in the lobby afterwards, he said, I feel like I should apologize for New Zealand audiences. And we said, no, what do you apologize for? He said, well, just that there aren't more of us here. I said, nah, but the ones that are here are choice, as I say.
No, they were with us from the beginning. We've had two shows so far, and they've been very, very lively.
Hey everybody, I'm Tony from the Bruce Mason Centre, Auckland, New Zealand, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We're here in New Zealand. We have one more week with performances in Wellington, New Zealand this weekend. Then in 2 weeks, we'll be at San Jose, California at the San Jose Repertory Theater. And then 5 weeks performing completely Hollywood Abridged and the Complete World of Sports Abridged at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. Now, we've done a little bit of sightseeing here in Auckland. We went up to the Sky Tower, which was quite dramatic. Fair to describe it as like the tower in Seattle, the needle, the Space Needle in Seattle, but
no museum.
But there's a museum and a gift shop at the base, which you got to have a gift shop. But then there was a revolving restaurant up in the middle. There's two gift shops, revolving restaurant, and you can not really bungee jump off of it, but you can be dropped off the side and walk around the edge at however many miles, no, not miles, high up it is. Very dramatic. And a lovely view of Auckland.
What, 94 meters? What did the thing say?
194 meters, and I'm 6 foot tall, so I guess I'm not quite making 200 meters, I guess. My math is not working out there, no. Meters, feet, hang on.
But some of you went out to visit do some sightseeing, right? You went to a museum. What'd you see?
Reed and I went to the Auckland Museum, and we took a bus that was actually quite reasonably priced, but it took nearly an hour to get there.
Nope.
We stopped in all sorts of shopping districts, so we got to see a little bit of Auckland as we drove through.
Right.
And the museum was nice. A lot of cultural bits. They weren't, you know, this is what, I'm going to say it wrong, Maori?
Maori, that's
is that right?
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
Not what their houses looked like, but this is a house they had. It belonged to this guy.
Oh, it's literally the house.
Literally the house, yeah. And, you know, take your shoes off before you go inside.
Well, last time we were down here in Wellington in 94, we got to do the haka. We actually met some Maori guys, and they led us through a haka. And I don't think I remember any of it, but we put
you
our...
not do it now for us?
No, I wish. I can make the haka face. I can do that.
Not really good for a podcast, though.
No. Yeah, no, it's, but it sounds good. Right?
Okay, you have to be
describe
to see
it.
That, yeah. Well, I'd rather not, actually. You don't want to know what he's doing with his face right now.
But the other sort of disappointing thing we've discovered is New Zealand does not have laundromats. Or
we saw one laundromat in Hamilton.
Okay. Nor is Wi-Fi prevalent or cheap. What is going on? Now, you were saying that Wi-Fi is also a problem and very expensive in Australia.
New Zealand, one word, free Wi-Fi.
That's right. Well said, Davey. And it was only two words.
It's two words.
And Jane is super disappointed. She's not here with us. But there are no Marks and Spencers in New Zealand. And Jane's devastated.
Well, now, as am I. Now, speaking of your bride, Jane, she is Irish and yet quite a royalist. This is the first podcast we've been able to do since the royal wedding. How did she, was she just over the moon about the royal wedding?
We debated whether we were going to get up. She and two of her friends were plotting that they, you know, have a nap and then watch the whole thing. And on the night, we said, let's go to bed. And so, but at whatever time it was, 3:15, 2:15.
It was like 2:15, 2:30, yeah.
Our phone rang once.
Oh, good.
And hung up. We think it was her sister, Michelle, calling from London just to say, here's one ring. If you want to get up, now is the time. So we were awake for 2 or 3 hours. We watched the ceremony and watched, you know, the recessional, and we quite enjoyed it.
Well, the royal wedding was a big deal in the States. Was the royal wedding a big deal down here in New Zealand?
Yep, we had royal wedding parties, there were hat parties, there were afternoon tea parties. Everyone who was anyone was watching the royal wedding.
All right.
And what time of day did it happen here?
Evening. Would have been midnight when they got married. So we're 13 hours ahead of the UK, so we were staying up late and having a good night at the same time.
Yeah. It was in the Tishner-Ryan household, both my wife Dee and my son Quincy got up at 2:30 in the morning. My daughter had a test and was very upset that she was not allowed to get up, but anyway, they watched it.
So we Americans were very excited, the New Zealanders were excited, my Irish bride was excited, probably, but I'm guessing the person who was most excited about this is the one Englishman here.
That's right.
Davey Naylor.
Davey Naylor, direct from London. Tell us, Davey, what did you do for the royal wedding?
Meh.
What?
We weren't invited to the royal wedding. Kate and Wills didn't invite us. So and me and my wife, Catherine, decided to get married in South Africa. We decided...
On the same weekend?
The same, 3 days before. We weren't invited to the royal wedding, so we were going to go to South Africa and get married in the same week, and we weren't going to invite Kate and Wills because, you know, hey.
Well done, that'll show them.
So we decided to go all the way to South Africa to get married, to get as far away as possible from the royal wedding because, to be honest, nah. Sorry.
So it's not just indifference. It's an active disapproval and dislike.
Listen, I live in London, so every time the royals go out and gad about all over the city trying to do something, opening this museum, opening that, going to Westminster Abbey or doing something else, having a coronation every 5 seconds or a jubilee wedding or something like that, they close all the roads and I can't get to work. So I'm sorry, I decided to go far away as possible.
And how did that work? You got all the way down to South Africa, so I'm sure they weren't interested in it at all down there.
No, we were having a lovely time in Cape Town. We're having right by the waterfront in Cape Town. It's a lovely place just underneath Table Mountain. It was wonderful. We were having lunch and there was a big screen showing the wedding.
Outside.
So we couldn't even escape 10,000 miles away. So, my God. Anyway, so we had our wedding, which was our royal wedding, but the thing is though, I'd like to take this opportunity of thanking all those people on Twitter for sending congratulations to me and Catherine. But one thing, Catherine, my wife starts with a K, not a C, and my name is not William, it's Davey.
Oh.
So
they were so close.
Yeah.
Their intentions were good, but somehow they weren't to you yet.
Yeah.
And to sort of wrap up this wedding thing, Jane has been watching Oprah, because Oprah's wrapping up right after 25 years, and it sort of ties into weddings in South Africa. They had a poll, Chris Rock, I guess, has been on her show many times. So they did a poll, what was the funniest thing he ever said on the show? And he was saying how marriage is hard. He goes, Nelson Mandela was in a prison in South Africa for 17 years, beaten, starved, fed garbage, made it through. Got out after 17 years, was at home with his wife for 6 months, and said, I can't take it anymore! Marriage is hard.
I'd just like to say I've been married 3 weeks, and I agree with Reed.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your royal wedding memories via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to Webmaster Matt Rippey, Duke of Niles Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Sean Hudock. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Tom Conroy, our presenter down here in New Zealand, Helen, his distinguished counsel and driver, and Tony from the Bruce Mason Center in Auckland. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 233,699 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, it must be going very well. You're halfway around the world here in New Zealand.
I must say, I've really been at home. We've been in South Africa and now we're in New Zealand. And I'd just like to say, Catherine, I miss you very much and I love you very much.
Aww. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Reducing expectations since 1981. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.